And we do actually need the Sasanawatu. We need the facilities. So this comes back to that being human aspect of the practice. We might have an ideal, like, well, the Buddha said monks are supposed to live at the foot of trees. Why do we need this Dhamma hall? Why do we need kutis? But when we actually go and try to do that, it's very difficult. It's a rare person who can actually do that and live outside, live in the elements. Yes, that's the ideal. And yes, we should try that. And at the same time, we're human, so what we don't realize is that takes unbelievable skill to actually do that, to actually live out in the forest and live outside without a roof over our head long term. To live that way takes real training. That's why we don't even go to Tudong until after we're five vasas. The Dhamma and the Vinaya, the discipline has to be so internalized that we can live outside, we can live anywhere as monastics. But we need those facilities to really get there. So, of course, the Buddha recognized that, and he even made it against the rules to not have a kuti, not have a dwelling place during the vasa, during the rains. So even if we live outside, we have to be assigned to a dwelling place.